listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's not the government. It's corporate governance now. And they run it. The courts, the banks, the media, the hospitals are all run by the globalists because they have all the fiat money. And they're involved in a shutdown of the economy to make you take their fiat currency to say you're in debt to them while your real economy goes away. Now when they give you that money, they can dictate with scarcer resources everything you're going to do. And when they say jump, you say how high.
When I say jump, you say how high. Got it?
And they admit that's what this is. They admit this is the new civilization.
The co-chairs and leaders involved with this summit lay out very precisely the challenges that we're facing, but also the huge opportunity that this crisis offers us to be able to make a change and quite fundamentally reset the social contract.
The World Economic Forum is now very much engaged into this initiative of shaping a great reset for the post-corona era.
Everything I talk about is as real as the sun coming up. It's clear as day. It's a breakaway civilization. Technology is 40 to 50 years ahead of what they're showing you. Everything you see is 40 to 50 years old. Human-animal clones are 50 years old in the literature, at least. Hell, the Nazis, by 45, were already able to clone rabbits.
To Mengele, the twins were just tattooed lab specimens. Eva Moses and her twin sister Miriam, no names, just numbers, 7063 and 7064.
He wanted to play God. He wanted to find, by trial and error, how to create blue-eyed blonde males or females in multiple numbers.
I've brought the point of an ordinary sewing needle into view to give an idea of size.
They are that small?
Most mammal eggs are about that size.
Including human eggs?
Yes. After a few hours, the eggs in culture divide and are ready to be put back into the female. There they grow into embryos, which in a month's time, the normal gestation period, they will become baby rabbits. A black litter from a white mother and their black color proves that they have been cloned from the blood cell of a black rabbit.
In the eerie blue light of his secret lab, one of the world's most controversial scientists shows off his creation, cloned human embryos that are genetic carbon copies of their father.
Oh, my babies are doing well. They look beautiful.
Filmed for a TV documentary, Dr. Panayotis Zavos implants 11 of the embryos in 4 women, one of them British, in the hope of producing the first cloned human being. The procedure is a criminal offence in the UK, but not in this undisclosed Middle Eastern country.
They're reporting on animal-human clones being made in laboratories expressly to grow humanoids to harvest organs. Now, that's exactly what I began saying about 26 years ago, because at the time it was in major medical bioscience publications. That 20 plus years before that, so we're talking 50 years ago now, they'd already made animal-human chimeras. Now, they denied all of this in mainline publications until a few years ago, and now they run the same headline every week. For the first time, animal-human clones have been made.
Scientists removed DNA containing nucleus from monkey eggs and replaced it with DNA from the monkey fetus. It's the first time this technology, called somatic cell nuclear transfer, has been used to clone non-human primates.
In principle, any primate, including human, can be cloned. But our purpose of producing clone monkeys is purely for human benefit, for medical purposes.
The scientists injected human stem cells, cells that have the ability to develop into many different body tissues, into macaque embryos. The developing embryos were studied for up to 20 days. Other so-called mixed species embryos or chimeras have been produced in the past, with human cells implanted into sheep and pig embryos.
That's the reality of this. And again, I have personally known people that did work some on the fringes of the deep state. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 19th of April, 2021. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. What an insane weekend it has been, and what an insane week it promises to be. I'll give you the 30,000-foot overview, as always, with our little tradition here, the Daily Dispatch. Let's roll the thing. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch for the 19th of April, 2021. A rash of mass shootings across the country this weekend. 5 shooting victims in Shreveport show up. Not a lot of information about that quite yet. A suspect in custody after a triple fatal Kenosha Bar shooting there in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They have a person of interest in the deadly shooting. They've not identified the suspect, but the arrest follows hours-long manhunt for the shooter. And authorities are searching for a former sheriff's detective after an Austin, Texas shooting leaves 3 dead. This, they're saying, was a domestic situation that is isolated, not a random shooting. But it really goes to show that what we're facing here is something that gun control won't solve. After all, there is no form of gun control that has ever or could ever be offered that would prevent sheriffs and detectives from having guns. Now, this is a mental illness situation that we find ourselves in, and we expect it to only get worse. Of course, riots across the country over the last weekend, everywhere from New York to Washington, D.C., to Portland, to Seattle, to L.A., and just about everywhere in between. And we expect those to become even more intense later this week as the closing arguments for the Derek Chauvin trial are set to begin on Monday. So today we'll hear the closing arguments of the Derek Chauvin trial, and perhaps we may have a result in that trial as early as the end of this week. Regardless of how that trial ends, we are almost certainly going to see riots because of it. Because after all, we have a massive, million-strong underclass of communist agitators that the government seems to be doing nothing but assisting, helping, encouraging, covering for. It's truly incredible. Speaking of, we have a video of Maxine Waters inciting violence in Minnesota. She traveled to Minnesota to encourage the rioters there to get more aggressive and be more intense. And she demanded a guilty verdict because, after all, who needs the jury system? Who trusts the judicial process when you have some insane old fish monster who can tell you exactly what she wants the result to be? And if she doesn't get it, she'll demand her rather stupid followers burn the city down. Give her what she wants or there will be destruction. That's what the terrorist says. Of course, the GOP is not really even fighting back against this. Incredibly tepid response from Kevin McCarthy, She says Maxine Waters is inciting violence in Minneapolis just as she incited it in the past. Oh, so she's done this over and over again. Gosh, I wonder why she thinks she can keep getting away with this. Maybe it's because nothing ever happens to her because of it. He says, if Speaker Pelosi doesn't act against this dangerous rhetoric, I will bring action this week. Okay, so wait for permission from your political enemies. You pointless squib. Luckily, there is some new blood in the Congress that may actually do something. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will introduce resolution to expel Maxine Waters from Congress. It's a start. It's a start. Of course, if it wasn't Maxine Waters, who now is trending on Twitter under Aunt Maxine, you know, kind of like Big Brother, she's your aunt. Oh, Auntie Maxine. Insane old fish monster that just, I mean, my God. She's as dumb as she is loud, but apparently you can't touch her. If it wasn't old Auntie Maxine, somebody traveling across state lines to incite violence and encourage a riot would be placed under arrest. I'm kidding, of course. They do that constantly, and nothing ever happens to them. If you happen to travel to Washington, D.C. on January 6th and be near the Capitol, you will. I mean, even if it's just a misdemeanor that you're accused of, even if you are a pregnant single mother, your door will be kicked in the middle of the night and the FBI will haul you away to spend potentially decades in prison. Oh, but if you travel to a foreign state and encourage riots and demand that the jury choose the outcome you want or else you'll burn their city down, maybe will ask permission to expel you from Congress. Maybe. Maybe. Minnesota authorities released photos of SUV that fired shots at National Guard members in Minnesota after Maxine Waters called for more confrontations. Hey, you ask and you shall receive. Encourage the mob and the mob will continue to riot. Oh, an exciting new side effect from the COVID vaccines has dropped. That's right. From MedPageToday.com, herpes zoster reactivation, a.k.a. shingles, following COVID vaccination in 6 patients with comorbid autoimmune inflammatory diseases, may be new adverse event associated with the Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA vaccine, suggests a new report. So there you go. Another new exciting side effect to look forward to. The New York Post has really gone farther than even we expected people ever would, as the New York Post is now essentially endorsing a claim, hard to even verbalize this. New York Post criticized for interviewing consensual incest decriminalization advocates who claim they should have the same rights as gays. That's right, consensual incest. When they say the same rights as gays, what they mean, of course, is preferential treatment in just about every system in America. Truly incredible. Consensual incest. Why not? Give me one reason why. Give me one argument against incest that isn't also an argument against homosexuality. Challenge. A Utah reporter stalked a paramedic at his home to find out, to out him and harass him on why he donated to the defense fund for Kyle Rittenhouse. That's right. A paramedic, a private citizen, donated $10 to the Kyle Rittenhouse defense fund after it was revealed on video that Kyle Rittenhouse was being attacked in fear for his life and defending himself. And now journalists are doing the job of the state-sponsored Stasi, you know, communist, media agitators and actually investigating, exposing, outing, and attacking people that dare donate to their political enemies. A Vatican conference is now being called to focus on the mind-body-soul connection to healthcare, including speakers such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, Chelsea Clinton, and the CEO of pharmaceutical manufacturers Moderna and Pfizer. Just yet another foray for the Vatican into global insanity. The Guardian newspaper came out with a story that should not surprise you. It's been brought up once again. Why Genghis Khan was good for the planet. That's right, perhaps the most murderous tyrant in all of history, who would slaughter entire nations at a whim. Well, it's good for the planet. It's good for the planet. Laying waste to the people scrubbed the planet of carbon. Just in case you were wondering whether you are compatible with planetary existence. Apparently not. More from your Daily Dispatch on the other side, folks. Stay with us. It's American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Truly incredible news stories this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Marjorie Taylor Greene scraps the planned launch of the controversial America First Caucus amid blowback from none other than our good friends in the GOP. That's right. She was attempting to launch a caucus that would celebrate America's unique culture, unique identity, and tradition as an Anglo-Saxon offshoot. Undeniably true, historically accurate, and in line with all of the other identity-focused caucuses that exist in Congress right now. Of course, this one wasn't explicitly racist or racial, like the Black caucus, or the Jewish caucus, or the Hispanic caucus. No, this was more of a cultural, ethnic idea. And this infuriated people like Liz Cheney. Absolutely furious at this. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois was disgusted and new reports about this. Disgusted. Ugh, disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. The people who founded America want it to stay the same. Ugh, gross. We're conservatives. We're for change. It's all retarded, folks. Global reset. U.S. pledges to stand with China and declare a climate emergency. That's what we should be doing. The United States and China have agreed to cooperate and curb climate change with urgency. In the lead up to President Joe Biden hosting a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue, the announcement of strong pledges by Washington and Beijing was made Sunday in a joint statement issued by the two countries. John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping agreed to a common declaration of intent during 2 days in Shanghai last week. The two countries are committed to cooperating with each other and other countries to tackle the climate crisis, which must be addressed with the seriousness and urgency that it demands. On the seriousness and urgency of maybe a pandemic, perhaps lockdowns are in order. Truly incredible. John Kerry. Just flirting around the world in his yachts and his private jets and just flaunting all of the rules that he will now impose on us. Absolutely mind-boggling. This, I don't know, it gives you a hint as to where we are, not as a country, but as a world. Last night, Canadians at the U.S.-Canada border in Niagara Falls, Ontario, signaled for help using lights to Morse code SOS. The group flashed SOS for about 3 minutes. They also held a Canadian flag upside down. An upside down flag is a universal sign of distress. This as response to the totalitarian lockdown orders now being put into place in Ontario. In San Francisco, meanwhile, drug overdoses claimed twice as many lives as COVID-19. That's right. More than twice as many people died from accidental drug overdoses in San Francisco in 2020 than from the coronavirus, according to preliminary data released by the city's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. A total of 713 people died from drug overdoses in the city in 2020 compared to 255 who died from coronavirus. Twice as many people died from drug overdoses. But that's not the crisis. No. The weather is the crisis. Pandemic is the crisis. Finally, we have this story. Vandals smear Chauvin defense witnesses' former Santa Rosa home with animal blood. So, of course, as we hear the final arguments of the Derek Chauvin trial today, I'm sure we can expect a fair, justice-based, well-considered outcome. Whether it's guilty or not guilty, I'm sure it's not at all affected by the fact that a severed animal head and animal blood was smeared around what was thought to be the home of Barry Broad, who testified as a defense witness in the Derek Chauvin trial. It's just absolutely incredible, isn't it? Last night, I hear I made an appearance on 60 Minutes as they covered the Oath Keepers in their weekly installment of fear-mongering against conservatives. Just amazing. Just entire city blocks on fire in Oregon, in Minneapolis, Chicago, Philadelphia. Murder rates skyrocketing, up 1,600% in Portland, up at least a quarter in every other major city. Riots breaking into violence everywhere from Washington, D.C. to New York City. Black Lives Matter going into residential neighborhoods and blocking people from going into their own homes. And then when the people attempt to get through the picket lines, they're assaulted, and then the police rush in to arrest the people trying to get to their own homes. Just pure, unadulterated chaos around the country. Well organized, well funded, protected by the people in power, funded by billionaires and trillionaires. Just the utter collapse of our entire nation as more and more mass shootings erupt in cities all around the country, and they're going to drive home time and time again with every passing week another urgent message telling you how evil, evil Oath Keeper, white supremacist, anti-Semitic, militia, breakaway, secessionist, you know, just like whatever. It's just, it literally doesn't exist. And they're just like, the Oath Keepers are openly practicing their form of resistance. Just like, yeah, it's open because it's not illegal. It's not bad. It's not against anybody except for totalitarian tyrants who are attempting to impose total control on the country. Why would they do this in secret? No, the people doing things in secret are Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who will attack the media if they try to report on them. How a militia group mobilized in plain sight for the assault on the Capitol. The unarmed protest at the Capitol. Domestic terror. White terror. It's just like, how much more do we have to take? How much more do we have to take? How much is going to be too much? Like, how much is going to be enough? You honestly have to marvel. And I don't know if it's like, wow, you guys, so what a good job you're doing. But you do have to absolutely marvel at the fact that patriotic Americans have not responded in kind. They haven't. It's just stores burning, people being assaulted, drive-by shootings, firing at the police, people being locked out of their own homes, and conservative Americans, right-wingers, just haven't done anything. They just don't respond. They just sit quietly. They can't even vote their way out. Their votes don't even count anymore. They just cheat wildly to overthrow the will of the American people. The American people are just sitting back, taking it. How much longer?
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly and you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with a globalist, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please, keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Oh, these poor people. These poor people, you guys. I'm going to open up the phone. I'm going to open up the phone lines now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. I'm reading an article about what the New York Times calls Alex Jones's podcasting hecklers. What a great thing to be called. Podcasting hecklers. You know. Heckler is the guy sitting at the back of the room. You know, there's somebody on stage, you know, putting himself out there, giving it his all, making something from nothing, putting new ideas out there. Then there are the hecklers in the back that are the drunk, worthless, fat asses just shouting nonsense and annoying everybody else, right? Oh, my God. So I'll get to that story in just a second. I do want to tell you, we have a new sale coming down the pipe, and it'll be here in 1 hour or less, I'm told. A massive new update with huge new discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to take advantage of a sale that was supposed to end yesterday, you have about an hour to do it. Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, you can get them together to get an even bigger discount.
Those are on sale. Rocket Rest Lung Cleanse Plus. If you've been waiting to pull the trigger, you are rapidly running out of time, and that sale will be over in less than an hour. So go there now to take advantage of that incredible sale, and I'll be bringing you the newest information as soon as I receive it. But I just want to read this. I want to read parts of this article for you. It's from the New York Times. Alex Jones's podcasting hecklers face their foils downward slide. Oh, it's a downward slide, is it? Whee! You know, it's just like InfoWars just doing fine. I mean, under constant attack, right? Constantly being attacked, constantly having people go after every, go after us in every way that they can, whether it's trying to get us removed off of platforms like New York Times. Oh, it's shocking that Google Podcasts still has InfoWars. I mean, they have to have several people at the New York Times whose entire job is just to try to attack InfoWars. They're failing because people go to InfoWarsStore.com because they support us, because they know what we're up to is, telling the truth. And the number of lies in this article alone is honestly breathtaking. Taken my breath away. They even use words that don't even make sense. The InfoWars impresario. That's pretty cool. I mean, I want to be an impresario. Impresario means land speculator. So, you know, whatever. They just use words that sound interesting, I guess. And his camera crew had accosted a man escorting three Latino children. Oh, the poor Latino children and their mothers. It's like, you can watch the video. There are no mothers. There are more than three children. They are being kept in the trunk of a car, and they are being smuggled, and Alex Jones stops them. Okay? That's like four lies in the first paragraph. But apparently there are these guys who, I guess, have made a career mocking InfoWars. They have a podcast called Knowledge Fight, which is a stupid name, I guess. I mean, Knowledge Fight. Information war. Information war, right? Info war. Info war is something that Alex Jones made up in like the mid-90s, and it wasn't until like 3 years ago that you started seeing articles all over being like, we are engaged in an information war for the ages. So it's like one is like catchy, it's foresight is incredible, really amazing, and then just like Knowledge Fight. Okay, so they're a parody of us. And they say, Mr. Jones seems to be reaching new levels of incoherence. He's so reactive, so self-contradictory day to day. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Okay. You know, some people don't watch us. They only hear about us through lies, the mainstream media. And I'll get to some more of them in this article alone. You almost can't blame them for being incorrect about us. You can because, you know, they hold these very strong opinions about things that they've done no research into whatsoever. I've had it with people in my own life. They're like, but Al, you work for Alex Jones? Isn't he a racist? And I'm like, have you ever listened to the show? And they're like, well, no, I mean, I've seen clips. I'm like, but have you ever listened to the show? Have you ever listened to a single episode of his program? No. Why do you have incredibly strong opinions about him? But it's almost understandable because they're used to being led around like dogs, right? They're used to just follow the master with the leash. They're telling you that Alex Jones is bad, so they believe he's bad. These guys don't have that excuse. They listen to Alex Jones every single day. They've built a life off of them. I mean, how pathetic is this? It's fine, but it's pathetic, really, guys. And yet, they don't have an excuse. They aren't just listening to it secondhand. They're listening to it every single day and purposefully misconstruing it, purposefully lying about it. It's really just incredible. It's almost hard to comprehend. So, they're framing it. They're doing research. They're doing research, exploring how better to understand the right wing. How do we get from here to there? How did we disrespect information and the conveying of information so much that we ended up where we were in 2021?
And then, it's just these poor guys, man. The podcast still broadcasts from a spare bedroom off the kitchen of Mr. Friesen's rumpled apartment on Chicago's north side with his cat, Celine, shrieking for cover. It's just like, so it's just, I guess the, I don't know how old these guys are. I'm guessing they're like mid-30s. They're just like living alone with their cats, surrounded by toys, a Lego bonsai tree. It's like, oh God, it's so pathetic. These poor guys. Okay, and then he goes, in a world where truth was malleable and entertainment a premium, he says, Alex was a star, but it got darker. The money and power got to him. InfoWars thrived on stoking hatred of Muslims, spinning conspiracy theories about staged mass shootings, promulgating lies about Democrats trafficking children, and lately sowing anti-vaccination fabrications. Oh, is this them? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, these guys. Oh, a couple of neckbeards indeed. A couple of greasy, overgrown man-children in their beige, windowless room telling you that Alex Jones has been corrupted by the power and the money. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so sorry that these people have to exist. Oh, jeez. All right, so I don't know. I guess they're in league with some sort of cult leader. Yeah, so he's 36. Ah, these poor lonely guys. For InfoWars, a return to obscurity might be looming after a dizzying audience surge during Mr. Jones's live broadcast of the Capitol riot on January 6th. That was me. I was live, you numbskulls. Alex Jones was on the ground in Washington, D.C. with a bullhorn telling people not to go into the Capitol. They're just like, during a surge during Mr. Jones's broadcast, I was doing Alex Jones's show on January 6th. Alex Jones, we couldn't even get in contact with him because the cell phone signals were down. All right, but when we get back, we're just going to go over just some of the stories this month that have proven Alex Jones right. Because they're acting like Alex Jones is just spiraling, you know, he doesn't know what to... Everything is coming true. He's right about everything, and it's all coming to fruition.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed. It's dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.
Infowars.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please, keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Again, I'm just flabbergasted at the number of lies in this one article. Or just the way it... You know, again, it's like some people, they don't know. They read this stuff. They think it's true. They believe it. And really can't blame them for being dumb. But these people, they know what they're doing. They know that they're lying. They're not dumb. They're consciously manipulative. And you got to ask yourself why. It's like InfoWars has undergone firings and internal ruptures. This is another thing that we saw. Yeah, Dave and I got fired. One guy got fired. Meanwhile, it's just like BuzzFeed, half of their class gone. Huffington Post, 40% of writers eliminated. Entire squadrons of so-called reporters axed on a single day. It's just, you know, they're just like, everybody sign in to the new spring meeting. Hi, everybody. You're all fired because we're all losing money. And even though we're getting hundreds of millions of dollars from big corporate donors, you're all fired. Meanwhile, InfoWars just like chugging along. And we read headlines where it's just like InfoWars is embroiled in massive firings. And it's just like, are you guys? But nobody here got fired. We're all here. We're all still working. Oh, OK, cool. It's just like. They just make stuff up. They literally just make stuff up. Say, Mr. Jones's fringe appeal has been partly eclipsed by the QAnon conspiracy movement, which he's condemned. Having spent weeks urging patriots to the ramparts in Washington on January 6th, Mr. Jones has since labored to distance himself from the riot, which resulted in the arrest of some InfoWars associates, including a cameraman last week. Again, it's just like, the video is there, Alex Jones with a bullhorn stopping people from going into the Capitol. It's just incredible. It makes you ask, you know, why? Why? Why do they do this? Why do they have to lie so much? Why are they so dishonest? Do they not have consciences? Do they not have, I don't know, a soul? Maybe not. It's like part of the problem, Mr. Friesen,
said is Mr. Trump's desultory exit. The last 5 years of Alex's content has been singularly focused around the ability of one strong man to be the change that's needed in the world. It's just a total lie. It's just a total, total lie. Anyway, they just lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and continue to lie. They don't ever talk about what Alex Jones actually talks about. They don't actually say what he actually says. They don't actually delve into his sources of information or the particulars of what he's talking about, because you'll find if you do dive into that, yeah, there we haven't found anything, anybody who's as interesting as Alex. You are pathetic, sir. Mr. Friesen, you child, you overgrown baby, you toddler with a beard. Just living in squalor with his cat, being like, Alex Jones is bad. Alex Jones is evil and bad. Oh my God. So let's just go over some articles here. You know, there's a new Twitter called Alex Jones W's. Alex Jones was right. And he's posting all of the times that the mainstream media confirms things that they previously called Alex Jones insane for talking about. One of these last week, U.S. government caught buying fresh aborted baby flesh. Alex Jones proven right once more. This story from nationalfile.com. These body parts. Last week, legal accountability group Judicial Watch released a lengthy report indicating the U.S. government buys and traffics fresh aborted body parts, according to the Federalist. We also have this Newsweek story. Can blood from young people slow aging? Silicon Valley bets it will. They're trying to use young people's blood to hack the process of aging. You have, of course, Bill Gates threatening to block out the sun because he's clearly a supervillain. You have Alex Jones's corona vaccine conspiracy theories are a public health threat. Oh, by the way, can coronavirus vaccine cause changes to the menstrual cycle? Yeah, it's a respiratory issue, but it might change your menstrual cycle. Don't think about that too much. Then they're just like, microchip rumors. Alex Jones spreads conspiracy theory about microchips in the vaccines. And it's like a Pentagon develops a microchip that detects COVID underneath your skin. Okay. Alex Jones's wild-eyed post-Pope Francis attack, breaking down the shock jock's latest unhinged conspiracy theory. Oh, by the way, Vatican has invited Chelsea Clinton, Dr. Fauci, New Age figure Deepak Chopra, and CEOs of Moderna and Pfizer to speak out at a May conference focusing on the health and the soul. He's also teaming up with Lynn de Rothschild and Mark Benioff to reimagine what it means to be a corporation in the modern world. Genghis Khan was good for the planet because, after all, he killed 40 million people, and that means less carbon in the air. They even call the Great Reset a theory. The Great Reset theory that they themselves push continuously. That was the cover of Time Magazine. Time Magazine, owned by Mark Benioff. Mark Benioff teaming up with Pope Francis. It's all a big conspiracy. But you're the crazy one for noticing. Alex Jones, Joe Rogan war leads to conspiracy theory meltdown. InfoWars host says babies are being harvested for organs. How ridiculous. Yes, federal government is keeping babies alive and selling their body parts, as the FDA is caught buying fresh aborted baby body parts from their dealer. Remember all the stories about Alex Jones talking about chimeras? Human-animal chimeras? How ridiculous. How insane. What a stupid tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is for talking about human-animal chimeras. Meanwhile, Scientific American magazine says they've now coordinated with the mainstream media. That's a different one. For the first time, U.S. and Chinese scientists have created embryos that are part human, part monkey, in an effort to find new ways to produce organs for transplants. Scientific American says Maxine has coordinated with the mainstream media to start using the term climate emergency instead of climate change. The organization says the issue deserves the same coverage as the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's just
time and time again. And this is, chemicals in the water. By the way, the frogs are turning gay. By the way, there are chemicals in the water that are turning the freaking frogs gay. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's mainstream news now. They finally caught up years later. Now that, our body's just fully saturated in the hormone-altering chemicals, they say one generation, we are one generation away from total infertility by 2045. One generation. Alex Jones has been talking about this since the mid-90s. Could have easily solved this. And this is kind of a great example of this. Alex Jones's Miss InfoWars, 7 bat crap crazy conspiracy theories. One of these is Satanists are taking over America. That's crazy. Oh, by the way, Lil Nas X's Satan shoes sold out within a minute of launch. This is such a great example of it, isn't it? Because you go, Alex Jones goes, Satanists are taking over America. And it's like, that's crazy. That's conspiracy. Oh, yeah, Satanists are taking over America. Yeah, right. And it's like, you'll see a report that's just like, support for Satan up 90%. Satan statues going up in courthouses around America. Satan shoes sold out in a single minute. Prayers to Satan being spread at state capitals around the country. Satan being celebrated by mainstream artists during the Super Bowl halftime show. And it's just like, yeah, but that. Yeah, California ethnic studies curriculum urges students to chant to an Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism. Calls for counter genocide against white Christians. Just like, yeah, but that's not Satanists taking over America. That's just people who worship Satan being in charge of the things of America. Don't do it. Do not do it. The crew has pulled up the forbidden music video on my screen. You're not airing this. You are not. This is how it works. This is just how it works. Alex Jones thinks Bill Gates is a supervillain. How stupid and ridiculous. Oh, by the way, Bill Gates is trying to block out the sun. Just like Alex Jones thinks Satanists are taking over. That's stupid. Oh, by the way, the people who worship Satan are in charge of all of our major industries in America. Alex Jones thinks corporations are controlling the government to steal your rights. Oh, by the way, 300 corporations coming together to override and extort the local legislature of Georgia to get their own way. It's just like, oh, if you say it in a calm voice, it's not a conspiracy theory, I guess.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
You can see all of these young children who are next to each other, 6 inches apart, many without masks, by the way. Does that follow your guidance that you've issued?
No.
Well, then, why would the Biden administration not go and stop this?
Instead of the establishment sending their associates to the border, they are instead aiding and abetting the future destruction and death toll in Minneapolis and other major cities that have long been on a razor's edge.
Well, National Guard troops providing security for residents in the area of Penn Avenue and Broadway in Minneapolis this morning were shot at 4:19 a.m. The Guard says the gunshots came from a white SUV towards a Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police team providing neighborhood security in that area. The two National Guard troops suffered minor injuries. One National Guard member had to go to a hospital for treatment of lacerations from shattered glass.
Of course, the worst of these is Maxine Waters, who got away with promoting violence against those that don't share her views.
No pets, no sleep. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
There are those who said that we lacked civility when I got up and talked about the president's cabinet. And I said, if you see him anywhere, if you see him at a restaurant, if you see him in a department store, even at a gasoline station, just tell him you're not welcome here anywhere. And so it frightened a lot of people. And of course, the line president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not threaten his constituents, his supporters. I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time.
Now, Mad Maxine has descended upon the volatile streets of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, in the process violating 18 U.S. Code 2101 that states whoever travels in interstate commerce, including but not limited to the mail, telegraph, telephone, radio, or television with intent to incite a riot or to organize, promote, encourage, participate in, or carry on a riot, or to aid or abet any person in inciting or participating in or carrying on a riot shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both.
Yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this, we've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street. And we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Got to make sure that they know we make business. So here she's demanding the jury convict of the top count. And if they don't, they're basically extorting them, that they're going to increase being in the streets, increase the level of confrontation.
article, this video is called Mad Maxine Read the Riot Act, and it can be shared at band.video. A bare minimum competent government would expel her from her positions. A decent, actually respectable government would throw her in prison. Failure to do that, an upstanding population would take matters into their own hands. I'm not suggesting it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Let's go out to your phone calls now. We have Stephen in Detroit who has comments about the mRNA vaccine. Thanks for calling in. Stephen, you are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Oh, man, you guys are awesome. You, Alex, Owen, you guys are very articulate. And I thank you for this time right now. I feel compelled by God to put forward these questions before a larger audience. And before I do so, I would like to apologize for the time that I take away from other people. And
You're good. Thank you for the compliment. And the floor is yours, my friend.
I hope that I can be half as articulate as you. Okay. The mRNA vaccine. I want to invite and put this on the table for discussion. I invite any chemical biologist, any virologist, any gene specialist, and I'm not talking about Bill Gates because he's not a doctor of anything. Like he stole Dawson's. Like he's unqualified.
Right.
I invite any professional to discuss what I'm about to put on the table before a larger audience, and I thank you for this moment, and I hope God puts the words in my mouth that needs to come out. Okay, this mRNA virus, or mRNA quote-unquote vaccine, they're calling it a vaccine. Why is nobody, none of these specialists, nobody, is talking about the dormant human potential that lies in the RNA, the genetic memory that is in the RNA. And I'm going to get a little esoteric here. There's a reason. There's all these ruins of all these civilizations around the planet. It seems like to me, and this is my intuition saying this, and I'm going to leave it on the table. This may have to be revisited a few times to digest it. But it seems to me that they're having this big meeting about the mind-body-soul connection to this RNA vaccine and everything and all of that. Okay, the Council of Nicaea left out all the missing gospels where Christ talks about the transmigration of the soul. The soul connects to the DNA and the RNA. And the dormant human potential exists in the RNA. I invite any specialist to come and talk about this. I'm going to leave it on the table. What is this mRNA, quote-unquote, vaccine doing to our RNA? Because the soul attaches to it. Okay, and any spiritual teacher that knows anything about biology and spirituality and all of these things will confirm what I'm saying. The soul attaches to that.
Yeah.
And the whole body of humanity develops over generations and ages. And so does the individual human being develop over ages and eons. It seems to me that every time the human population reaches about the number of amount of brain cells that are in a human brain, between 8 and 10 billion brain cells in a human brain, it seems to me they wipe the population out. Or maybe it's just me.
Well, you know, I think what you're pointing out is extremely interesting, and of course it highlights the danger of using literally gene therapy as a vaccine. That has never been done before in the history of modern health. This is a unique attempt to change the genes and attempt to create a vaccine. And of course, you're right that the human genetic code is altered over generations as humans live out their lives. But it's actually more intense than that. Your genetic code can be altered by the things that you do in life or things that happen to you in life. And everybody knows this. It's fully acknowledged by scientists that if you undergo a particularly traumatic experience, that can be read. That experience can be, shown to have evidence in the genetic code of your great grandchild or your grandchild. That's something intense and traumatic that happens to you. But even on a smaller basis, even if you're born with genes that make you more likely to be overweight or whatever, if you during your life get a lot of exercise and do things right, you are able to change the structure of your DNA and change the genetic code that you pass on to your children. So it can happen in a single generation. It can happen with one single person. You can actually alter your own DNA by the choices that you make and by the actions that you take. And then that gets passed on to your children, who then have a chance to change it for the better, even more. And now what we're seeing here, the trauma that we are being forced through and the actual genetic manipulation that we're being that's being undertaken by the vaccine will have untold responses. And you're right to point out the strangeness of the fact that this summit is being called by the Vatican with luminaries such as Chelsea Clinton. Horse-faced nobody. Like, who is this woman other than the daughter of some of the most corrupt people in the world? Our whole world is just such a fallen piece of crap. It's hard to even take seriously anymore. Thanks so much for the call, Stephen. You're so right about everything that you're saying, and hopefully people with more experience than me can look into that. Let's go now to Jesse in Kentucky. Just wants to talk about escaping inner cities with InfoWars products. Thanks for calling in, Jesse. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm just going to tell everyone right now, if you didn't get the water filtration and storable food, well, now's the time. It's just going to get even more expensive as time goes on. Also, the air filtration will definitely help in case if anything goes awry in your own home, either carbon monoxide poisoning or smoke from a fire. It'll help you escape. Now, one thing that people don't like to talk about or don't talk about is the media, whether it be Strategic Relocation or Back to Basics. Those books are great for escaping any type of inner cities. Right. I'm actually going to get on the road pretty soon, and so I'm just going to have to say these are a lifesaver, and if you haven't gotten them yet, you need to put them in your library.
Absolutely, and they're physical media, so they can't be deleted. They can't be searched out and eradicated from your hard drive. You can have these, and they can tell you how to survive. Strategic Relocation, DVD and book special, now at InfoWarsStore.com. These can really, really help when you're trying to either escape the cities, which is becoming more and more advantageous as the collapse increases, or just help you to survive dangerous circumstances like we saw here in Texas with the big snowstorm just a few months ago.
Oh, and also
water and electricity collapsed. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it cannot be understated that How to Disappear is a really, really good book if you're going to escape inner cities and you already have connections to family or people that you're being tracked by, like Apple. This is extremely imperative on your escape.
Excellent. Very good advice. And yeah, I'm seeing, I can't tell you how many times I see the phrase get out of the cities on Twitter, especially this week with the, you know, incoming decision from the Derek Chauvin trial. And again, if this was, if we weren't in just a chaotic cesspool of ideological manipulation, Derek Chauvin would never have been sent to trial. They would have brought in experts who would have said, hey, he used his training the way that he was supposed to, and it looks like this guy overdosed on drugs and essentially killed himself. You know, maybe punish Derek Chauvin internally, maybe, you know, force him to go on a little vacation or something. But it never would have gone to trial. Now that it's in trial, he clearly should not be convicted for first, second, or third degree murder. From the evidence that's been laid out, it would be absurd to come to that conclusion. But the people who are in charge of making that decision are finding that some people are having blood, animal blood, splattered across their front doors and headless pigs being left at their homes. So, you know, it's like I can't even make a prediction because there's what the facts would dictate and there's what the mob demands. These are different things, and who knows what will get chosen.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Incredible story from the New York Post. The story from InfoWars.com says, New York Post criticized for interviewing consensual incest decriminalization advocates who claim they should have the same rights as gays. New York Post came under fire for providing two pro-incest decriminalization activists with a platform to share their views that parents should be able to marry their children so long as it is consensual. Mm-hmm. In the Saturday article, an Australian man behind an international campaign to decriminalize consensual incest compared his efforts to the gay and civil rights movements. I agree. Richard Morris, who supports one New Yorker's current legal battle to marry their own child, has reportedly created 130 petitions in support of decriminalizing incest around the world and told the Post that marriage equality was the right thing to do. Well, how can you argue against this? Honestly, how can you argue against this? I mean, with birth control and abortion, you know, the danger of, you know, physical abnormality is done away with in terms of, you know, producing a child. If marriage isn't about producing children, if, you know, sexual rights are just about whatever is pleasurable to you, I mean, where's the argument? It's immoral. So what does morals have to do with it? You could say being gay is immoral. You could say being lesbian is immoral. You could say all sorts of things are immoral. I thought that's not what the law was about. That's fascism, after all. How is it immoral? How is incest immoral? How is it something that should there should be laws against? You really can't argue it. Well, they love each other. They want to be together. I guess we have to let them. I mean, if you take the arguments for gay marriage, and if you take that whole debate and just swap incest for homosexuality, aren't they the same arguments? I mean, where's the line? Honestly, I would love to know. You can call in. Let me know. 1-877-789-2539. Am I wrong here? It's like, well, marriage is supposed to be between a man and a woman, and you know, the point is to create a stable household where you can raise children. It's like, no, it's not. It's about loving whoever you want to love. It's about being free to have a sexual relationship with whoever you desire. It's like, where's okay? Honestly, if you are not talking about morality, then you don't have an argument against incest. You cannot make an argument against incest that is not also an argument against other forms of sexual degeneracy. So this is just an inevitable consequence of the slippery slope that we've been racing down. Keith Pullman, who runs a blog in support of the right of consenting adults to enjoy love, sex, residence, and marriage without limits on gender, number, or relation of participants, says it's absurd to say that an adult can't consent to marry their parent. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. If this is where we are, if morality is subjective, if morality is not to be enforced by our government, then you do not have an argument against incest. He's exactly right. I'm not saying that I agree with him.
I'm saying that this is how skewed, off-kilter, and incorrect our current mindset is in this country. That's how far we've strayed from the light. So he's right. You know, if this is where we are, we have right now, we have Ohio State, the college, holding conferences about how to create OnlyFans accounts. We have article after article after article in the mainstream news talking about what an amazing, liberating, powerful thing it is for mothers to have OnlyFans accounts and for people to, you know, young women to quit their jobs and create OnlyFans accounts to get into porn. You can't argue against pornography. You can't argue against homosexuality. I mean, any of these things are considered fascist. From food stamps to bulging bank accounts, these OnlyFans moms are pulling in serious cash. That's the New York Post. Now it's, you know, it's being, thruples are being celebrated, right? Three men getting married to each other and then adopting a child is celebrated by the mainstream news. Sex changes, little children, 8 years old, being chemically castrated. All this is being celebrated. So where's the line? Oh, but incest you're disturbed with? Oh, okay. Oh, that's a step too far? No, obviously not. Obviously, it's right in line with everything else that we're seeing. They say it's denying somebody their rights. Yeah, this is where it gets you. This is where we end up. This is the just next step in an inevitable downward slide towards total degeneracy. You cannot make an argument against it. That is also an argument against other forms of immorality, which, as we know, is an invasion of rights, is fascism, is white supremacy. But from OnlyFans, 8-year-old with a social media star is dating a 13-year-old with her mom's blessing. So pedophilia is the next step. It's all about tearing down these things that we once understood as humans. Some were moral, some were immoral. Now that line is not just blurred, it's been eradicated. And we are living in the Sodom and Gomorrah level degeneracy of the modern world. And that's just how it is. Let's go to Charles from Atlanta. It's called in about a Fox News broadcast on immigration. Thanks for calling in, Charles. You are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison?
How you doing?
Hey, good. Three quick things. Just before I say something about immigration, first of all, that caller at 10:07 talking about the DNA and RNA, That was a pretty deep call. I had a bit of inspiration a year or so ago, similar to that let's say if, you know, whatever your belief is, but if one was to believe God was creating or weaving a construction, kind of like a builder would put a 50-story building, and over time it takes all these materials and different things until it's finally completed. If what human life is historically is a entry of human beings into this world, successfully completing life and passing on in a positive way, let's say the way God would want, perhaps that process is building another level of creation or creatures. But when the evil people of the world abort, defile, break our bodies down, and so forth, then that building process can't happen as quickly or as correctly. So that could be the overall process that human beings are part of to successfully get through this life and be what we're created to be on the other side. Okay, number two, real quick, because this is much more mysterious than what we give thought to most of the time, what this life is. Racism and other issues like Maxine Waters acting a doggone fool the other day like she always does. The deal is, if humanity in any subject that we can talk or discuss or involve with each other in can be held to an emotional, visceral, push the button and you react stage of consciousness, we'll always be able to be controlled. So what your show does, I've listened for over 25 years, and so do many others like David Icke and so forth. Without saying, you encourage us to use our higher...
That's exactly right. Stay on the line, Charles. We'll be right back.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it shipped out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can, and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Caller Charles from Atlanta is making some great points that this fear and response type Pavlovian training that the vast majority of the masses are engaged in, or subjects of, maybe I should say, is exactly what we're against. And as Charles points out, all we're doing is imploring you to take a step back and elevate yourself a step higher. Don't just react and respond in the way that you have been programmed to. You have to deprogram yourself. You have to see through the programming, understand what they want of you, why they want that, and then you can see the whole thing from a bird's eye view from outside of the cave. You can look back in and understand the whole panorama of the system that's been built around controlling you. And in that way, you are not controlled, and you can actually destroy you can cut the strings of the puppeteer. You can destroy the system that has been built up to control you. And I thought that was such a good point, and I just wanted to give Charles a chance to finish his thought since we ran up against a commercial break there. And I really appreciate what you're saying there, Charles. If you want to finish up that thought and then tell us about your thoughts on immigration that you originally called in about, which I guess you you haven't even gotten to yet.
Right. Well, as usual, Harrison, I want you to get a message to Alex Jones that what you just said perfectly encapsulated what I was saying. And I want to make sure that your staff hears from this one caller as representatives from thousands or millions of others, yourself and Owen. So many times, I don't know if people notice, but you all spit out beautiful gems of knowledge. I think it's, you know, you guys are God blessed to just have a type of mind to convey ideas. I've had many times where I'll stop where I'm doing and write down a thought at the time and the date that what you or Owen has said, because you are like cutouts of Alex Jones. You really have a natural profoundness for giving us the truth in these bite-sized ways that if you're really looking for truth, you can grow with what you're saying. So,
wow, InfoWars really
and the staff is really blessed. I got to say that because I'm impressed with you guys. Okay, briefly then. Again, if we were building as humanity in our daily activities a little dollhouse, a little thing in the sand, you know the difference between building in the sand versus on a rock. So if you're going to build a 50-story building that you want to last 100 years,
mm-hmm.
You need the mindset of scientist or mathematician to do it correctly. You do need the so-called grunts to bring in the materials and this, that, and the other. But either way, everybody has to be on point. But when it comes to economics, when it comes to race relationships, when it comes to immigration, then all of a sudden we want to, the average human being acts dumb. You know, I go to the store. I've been black all my life. But every time you talk to people about Donald Trump or Republicans, oh, yeah, they're raising Donald Trump is this. Again, unfortunately, the black community, because they have not repented of their own personal sins that don't have anything to do with white people or race in general, once you pile on negativity, okay, so you live in the hood, or maybe you're not living as high as the celebrities you see that you want to do, but if you get a hardened heart, that makes you in a state of consciousness where anything can make you even more evil. And I want to say this, too. We got to start calling things good and evil, because it's not so much about this, that, and the other color, this, that, and the other. No, you're acting evil or you're not.
Right.
And black folks have just – we're almost proud of being able to say we're goody two-shoes, but the white man's a devil. Not true, but we own that. That's what Maxine Waters is doing. She knows better. But she's owning this wickedness. All right, let me get on to real quickly the wise guys of Fox. I give Tucker Carlson and Laura all the props because what they do, they're like if we were all on a journey in across in Africa in the jungle somewhere, and we're trying to find water and food. They bring us as far as they can as a guide, knowing that they can't do but so much more, else they'll be
right.
Taken out, and point us to the right direction. They're doing all they can. But an Anderson Cooper and CNN group and The View and all these crazies, you ask them for directions, and they send you the wrong way.
Right.
They know you're going to die the way they're sending you. You're not going to be have the benefits of what news is supposed to do. So they're, in a sense, devils incarnate. They're intentionally, they know what they're doing. They're not stupid. Now, The View, the wise guys yesterday with as the host, Bill Bennett, and three others. These are smart people that know history, know the news, but Bill asked them, okay, why do you suppose Joe Biden is leaving the border open? And the three or four answers, and I counted them off one after the other, three of them said, well, it's because they're angry with Donald Trump and they want to make him look bad by doing just the opposite.
Mm.
And the fourth one says, well, it's about earning more money on the cheap. You know, by having cheap labor.
Mm.
Every one of them know that they've heard of the plans to destabilize America, to take over the world. They know about these deep things that the general public knows, doesn't know, about the takedown of an imprisonment of the world, but they will not say it. And again, so when you contrast what I hear every moment on InfoWars. And you turn on the news, it sickens me, man. I cannot look at it because they're looking you in the face, thinking you're convinced that they're honest brokers of news, but they know good and well they're like the people that give you a slice of bread when you needed the whole loaf to live, and they won't do it.
Right.
The news is the thing that's so wicked. It keeps us from having the understanding and knowledge. It's the gatekeeper of our mind, and we need the knowledge. We can't get it from that. That's why, last thing, people out there, spend your money on InfoWars. I have products. If you see some of the products, I've had thousands of dollars I've spent. It's been a blessing to my body. But more importantly, it's a blessing to my mind and my soul. Spend your wealth and money on things that help you. InfoWars is what helps us.
Man, that was amazing. That was amazing, Charles. Honestly, that was one of the best calls we've ever gotten on this program, because you encapsulated so much of what I know I feel, and what so many of our callers feel day in and day out, being lied to by the mainstream media, and really wanting the best for everybody, black, brown, white. Like, we want best for everybody, for Americans, for Mexicans, for Canadians, for the Taiwanese. I mean, we want the Chinese, we want what's best for everybody. And yet constantly we're being divided, we're being tricked, we're being, you know, led astray. And I think your metaphor there of, you know, the journey into the wild, into the darkness of the jungle. And, you know, some people are just earnestly trying to get you the right way, trying to get you to, you know, the city on the hill, get you to the safety. And yet, constantly, there's these jabbering demons in the forest trying to lead you astray, trying to distract you, trying to cause fear in you to throw you off the track and send you, you know, into the chaos and danger of the unknown. And I think you're exactly right. And I really do appreciate that call and the very kind compliments. And of course, your support is of the utmost importance. And I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much, Charles.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you. Fantastic. Fantastic stuff. We only have about a minute left in this segment. Let me tell you a couple things going on right now. The Derek Chauvin trial is the final arguments have begun. I believe they start with the prosecution and then move on to the defense. We may bring some of those to you live or show you clips of them during today's program. But knowing some of the bigger trials that have occurred over the last couple decades, these closing statements could go as long as 6-7 hours, something like that. So we aren't going to bring you the whole thing live, because that would just be unnecessary and undoable. So if we find some good highlights, we'll bring you those. And then once the defense starts theirs, we'll bring you that as well. So that's what's going on in the Derek Chauvin trial. We may be mere hours away from a total breakdown of society, as the riots are poised on the cusp of explosion. When we get back, we'll go back to your phone calls. We have many, many people calling in about the New York Post incest article, and I'm excited to hear what you think about that. So stay on the line and stay on this channel as we return with American Journal in 1 minute.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You know, there's a couple ways of looking at almost any topic. There's the basic way, and then below that there's the, let's just say, Neanderthal way, to avoid giving offense to the mentally challenged. We'll say Neanderthal. The Neanderthal way of thinking about things is the way that the mainstream media prefers that most people think about things. And then there's the elevated, hyper-aware, full-seeing way of seeing things. And you can almost apply this to anything. The Derek Chauvin trial, for which the closing arguments are now being made, you can see it at the base level, which is like, this was an unfortunate event. There may have been excessive force. We have to determine whether or not they used this excessive force on purpose. Was there some sort of bias that made them treat this guy, George Floyd, differently that may have resulted in his death? And is there consequences for that? Or should we make some changes to mitigate this happening in the future? Racism, is this? Then there's, and that's the way that, like, the intellectuals on television will cover things. This is the way that it will be talked about on Meet the Press and all of, in 60 Minutes, and all of these say, well, the racism is pervasive and blah, blah, blah. Then there's the Neanderthal way of thinking. That's sort of the way that they usually will want people talking about it, which is like, this was racism. He was murdered. He should be killed himself for daring to do that. Then there's the higher level thinking about it, which is to say this is about the drug war. This is about police brutality. This is about the training that's being used. This is about the mindset of an us versus then them mentality that the police adopt. It's about outrage. It's about media influence. It's about the influence of observers who are interfering with the interaction of the police. It's about drug overdoses and the prevalence of fentanyl and the creation of drug addicts by the pharmaceuticals who overprescribe opioid medications. That's the high level view. And that's what we try to take here. It's like it doesn't even have to do with George Floyd and Derek Chauvin, except that this is an outgrowth of a much, much larger panorama of concerns and issues and motivations and backroom deals and long-seated historical precedents moving forward. History is almost the best example. The way they teach history now, you know, let's look at Vietnam, right? The way Vietnam is being taught, you could say the way it's portrayed, like the Neanderthal brain thinking is just like, well, that's almost it's impossible to say. But essentially, what I'm saying is, this is what InfoWars is for, right? This is what we attempt to do. And I'm inspired by the caller Charles's input on this, talking about how we encourage people to see the higher view and explaining what that looks like with some of the modern goings on, like with the Derek Chauvin trial. And then you can extrapolate that to the wider thing, like the Vietnam War. Racial implications. Okay, yeah, that's what it was about. Yeah, sure. Yeah, don't mention the Council of Five, right? Don't mention the Eagle II proposal. Don't mention overseas national airlines. Don't mention the creation of the Liberal Democrats in Japan. Don't talk about William Colby going insane with power and murdering tens of thousands. Don't talk about the fact that this was when Lyndon Baines Johnson approved a plan by William Colby and George H.W. Bush to create an alternative income source so the CIA could carry out black ops secret operations to overthrow governments around the world by creating an alternative income stream outside of the purview of the American Congress. So they needed no oversight or justification in order to carry out their nefarious plans in the way they poured drugs into the Vietnamese army ranks and then later the streets of America to create the crack epidemic. That's the real history, right? That's the true history. But no, the mainstream media wants you staying on the level of Vietnam bad, communist good. It's just like, okay, all right. Or you can take the higher level and understand this stuff. Okay. Let's go to the phone calls. I want to hear about, let's see, we've had some people who've been holding for a while. Let's go to Julie in Maryland. Thanks for calling in. Julie from Maryland, you want to talk about the masks mandates, and you have a solution, you think. Well, what is this, Julie?
Oh, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, Julie.
How are you? No, I'm actually calling. I need an appointment with the greatest doctor in the world.
Who's that?
Well, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, of course, yes.
Yeah. So, I went into the liquor store 2 weeks ago and the guy behind the counter had a mask on and it's essentially just a screen.
Right.
Like you're and it's fakemask.usa. And these guys, their sole mission, they say, is to aggravate the left. And we just loved it. So I'd just love to give them a shout out. I called in a few weeks ago and I'm Julie and Mom, and Alex paid me a great compliment and used my 2-minute rant for quite a while.
Oh, good.
Anyway, but I was reading the comments and, my suggestion is folks don't read the comments. They're, I was so surprised to be attacked by people that are in my own troop.
They're not, though. That's the thing. You know, anybody can come on and comment on Bandai video totally anonymously, and you do hear a lot of nasty stuff, but it's like, you know, you take calls, you hear people from their own voices. It's nothing but uplifting. It's nothing but support. It's nothing but celebration for each other doing whatever, you know, you can do. And then you go online, it's like all these hateful people just being like, you're a Zionist agent and like all this nonsense. Just like, oh, okay, all right, don't read the comments. Ignore the comments. I don't read the comments. You shouldn't either, Julie. I totally agree with that.
I referred to myself as a snot. And instead, folks, I wish I'd just said I'm a fighter. I'm just a fighter. And Mom and I believe, Alex woke my 80-year-old mom up, and we believe it's over, you know. But the point is we'll continue to fight.
Right.
We will fight until the end. And we talk to a lot of people on the street, and any day we think that, you know, when is the FBI going to start knocking on our door?
Right.
And by the way, Mom and I are girls, and because we're girls, we wanted to get the baby a present, but of course, because of security purposes, we know you're probably not registered online.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't give that out, but I appreciate it. He's got more than enough presents, though.
We're girls. We want to give the baby something, you know. And the last thing I'll say, I mean, I have a whole list here of things, but the crew, you know, the crew can pull up something in 8 seconds.
It's amazing.
And
isn't it?
We love the crew. The crew behind the scenes, folks. You know, you're as big a part as Alex, Owen, and you.
You're exactly
what was I
going
to say? Oh, the last thing I'll say is on Friday when Alex was offering an autographed piece of artwork, and we called in, and 24 hours later, my mom and I both cried to hear that there were only 15 sold in 24 hours. You know, we just are astonished that we have to continue, that Alex has to call it a disgrace, and we have to continually ask for money. Folks, our money is on Infowars.com.
Yeah. Well, you know, I say it so much, like, we so appreciate it. And if you want to get my child a present, you have given his father the greatest job in the world that has, at least for the time being, until, like you say, the FBI starts, you know, knocking on the office doors or whatever, you know, who knows what comes next. But for the time being, it's thanks to your support that I'm able to have the best job in the world and able to spend a lot of time with my son and, you know, provide him with a life where he can thrive and strive for greatness himself. So that's the best gift I could ever ask for. And we so appreciate your support. You know, it really means the world to us, and it's what makes us capable of doing all of this. Thank you so much for the call, Julie. Fantastic.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfowarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
Gerald in South Carolina Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The Mockingbird media is clamped down tight on why Denmark's top health official, Tanya Eriksson, suddenly fainted during a press conference halting the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine during an uptick of severe side effect injuries due to blood clotting. Whether the fainting was a result of nerves or the vaccine is moot, as the public perception was once again permanently damaged. And that is where the entire public rollout of the COVID lockdown and vaccine confusion has gone, driven into a place of overwhelming suspicion, while the truth slowly seeps out, as it did when Pfizer's former vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory, who retired from the pharmaceutical giant with, quote, the most senior research position, end quote, in his field, addressing the demonstrably false propaganda from governments in response to COVID-19 and the strong possibility we are dealing with a conspiracy which could lead to something far beyond the carnage experienced in the wars and massacres of the 20th century.
Government's response to emergencies is guided by, you know, the scientific group who sit together under the Strategic Advisory Group for Emergencies, or SAGE. So they should provide scientific advice to the government about what's appropriate to do. SAGE has got several fundamental things wrong, and that has led to advice that's inappropriate and not only has had horrible economic effects, but has had continuing of medical effects in that people are no longer being treated properly.
Dr. Michael Yeadon warns of the non-vaccinated becoming pariahs in an emerging digitized world, a sentiment straight from the script we are presented day in and day out.
Less than 40% of the population are susceptible. Even theoretical epidemiologists would tell you that that's too small a number to support a consolidated and growing outbreak, a community immunity, herd immunity. So SAGE says that we're not even close, and I'm telling you that the best science by the best scientists in the world, published in the top peer-reviewed journals, says they're wrong, that more than 60% of the population are now immune, and it's simply not possible to have a large and growing pandemic.
Yes, this is the question that's been flooding our Verify inbox. Does the COVID-19 vaccine cause sterilization in women? And this is why so many people have been asking that question. It's a Facebook post that's widely circulating right now, claiming a head researcher for vaccine manufacturer Pfizer is warning that the company's new COVID vaccine would cause sterilization in women. And Yeadon, along with a German doctor, did send a letter to the European Medicines Agency, asking the EMA to stop clinical trials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. They said the vaccine might block a protein that's important in the formation of a placenta, and the doctors claim that could possibly result in vaccinated women essentially becoming infertile. Is that a real possibility? Well, 13 News reached out directly to Pfizer for answers. The company's response? Not exactly helpful. Simply stating, we are not commenting on that.
Dr. Fauci and his World Health Organization cohort's clear disregard for our God-given natural rights in favor of their vague totalitarian marching orders was on full display at a recent House Coronavirus Crisis Subcommittee.
Can you give us a specific measurement that will have to be attained, some outcome, some result that we have to reach so that Americans know they're going to get their liberties back and be able to move on with their lives?
The more people that get vaccinated in the community, the lower the level of infection will be.
I understand. Well, give us an idea. I mean, you've given us thoughts on all kinds of subjects. You've opined on all kinds of issues. Give us your best guess then.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You didn't give us a time. When do you think this is going to... Are we going to be here 2 years from now wearing masks?
No,
Fauci the same question?
Well, let me... You're ranting again.
I'm not ranting.
You're ranting again.
I'll just tell you what to do and just
keep listening to me forever, and now I'll talk about the climate of Dr. Fauci, freaking moron.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, over a period of time, I started noticing, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we still have a lot of calls to get to today, but I want to cover this story very quickly. Before I do, I should let you know that I've just received word that there is a new sale going on at InfoWarsStore.com. Restocked and reloaded, 40% off back in stock specials. The wait is over. Your favorites are back in stock after being sold out for weeks, even months on some items. These products never last long, especially at these deep discounts, so act now before it's too late. Alpha Power, back in stock at 40% off. Prostaguard, back in stock at 40% off. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock at 40% off. Rocket Rest, back in stock at 40% off. And that $17.76 sale continues on all T-shirts of the finest quality and the highest level of manufacturing available. You can wear these shirts daily for years, and they will never lose their softness or their luster. I say this with personal experience. And then there's also this great sale, Operation Endgame, Warn the World, Stop the Great Reset, Get the Film That Predicted It All, now available for as low as $3.95. It's amazing. You get article after article from the New York Times and 60 Minutes, everybody else saying, Alex Jones is faltering. Alex Jones is going crazy since, he doesn't have Trump to talk about anymore. It's like long before Trump and long after Trump, Alex Jones and everybody here at InfoWars has been hammering the same message, and it is this. The global elite are erecting a neo-feudal caste system of total enslavement and technocratic control, whose ultimate goal is depopulation of the planet and installment of they themselves as essentially immortal gods above the cattle-like lowly peons of the underclass. And Endgame dictated this perfectly. You can buy one DVD for $14.95, which already is a $10 off price from its normal $24.95. So you can get one DVD for $14.95, all the way up to 10 DVDs for only $3.95 each. So you can get a present for everybody on your list. You can get something for your mom for Mother's Day. You can get all sorts of innumerable numbers of converts to the cause of good and humanity and life and liberty and happiness by showing Endgame and proving that this is not something that we are just now learning about and just now having to deal with, but in fact has been well-known and well-documented and well-discussed here on InfoWars for decades, and only now is it coming to such a point that they are being open about it. And that sort of ties into this story that I want to talk about now. Author Nick Cole claims major Hollywood studio told him they, quote, wouldn't produce content for white Christian trash. Interesting. During a panel put on by Chapman University and Glamour with Amazon Studios chief Jennifer Salke, Walden referenced ABC's new affirmative action policies that the company rolled out back in September 2020. An email announcing the policies was published by The Hollywood Reporter that claims the new guidelines are intended to make our content and our sets as inclusive as possible and will serve as further catalysts for real and sustained change. You're supposed to make funny videos. You're supposed to make us laugh. You're supposed to make art. You're supposed to make content that we enjoy, movies and films that speak to the higher realms of human consciousness. No. That's not what they do anymore. Now their job is democratic activism. Kind of like how the news doesn't report the news. They don't see their position as purveyors of the truth as some sort of higher calling that they have a responsibility to, you know, to tell people about what's going on in the world. No. They use that position as democratic activists, as progressive ideologues. It's the same that we're seeing everywhere. These guidelines include four different affirmative action areas. Those are on-screen representation, creative leadership, below the line, and industry access and career development. This article, by the way, from BoundingIntoComics.com. To get an idea of the policy, the on-screen representation requires at least three of the following standards to be met. 50% or more of regular and recurring written characters come from underrepresented groups. 50%, so just, I'll just read what they intend, what they actually mean. 50% or more of regular and recurring characters must come from non-white, non-Christian groups. 50% or more of regular and recurring actors must come from non-white, non-Christian, unrepresented groups. Secondary characters. Meaningful inclusion of non-white, non-Christian characters as secondary or more minor on-screen individuals, including background characters. Series premise. The series premise must have a meaningful integration of non-white, non-Christian groups in overall themes and narratives, and in episodic storytelling, ongoing meaningful integration of non-white, non-Christians in episodic themes and narratives. Those standards are definitely in effect, as Walden stated on the panel. I will tell you, for the first time, we received some incredibly well-written scripts that did not satisfy our standards in terms of inclusion, and we passed on them. They were great scripts. They were brilliant. They were insightful. They were funny. They were great. But they just had too many damn white people in them, so we had to get rid of them. Pass. That's not going to get on the air anymore because that's not what our audience wants. Oh, it's what the audience wants, right? That's why your industry is failing. That's why you're tanking in popularity. That's why you are failing to achieve any sort of growth in your returns. It's just like go woke, go broke. But no, it's what the audience wants. Sure. Cole would respond to these comments from Walden on Twitter. He wrote, "Can confirm, was told regarding a project I helped conceive that, quote, we wouldn't produce content for white Christian trash." So there you go. Just open bigotry from Hollywood. Hollywood is a place, this is what Cole said, Hollywood is a place filled with the worst people who somehow think they hold the moral high ground about what gets made while raping girls and molesting small children. If Hollywood were a person, you wouldn't let them sit on your couch. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all. And it's confirmed by Fox News and others. Disney chief says ABC passed on incredibly well-written scripts that lacked diversity. Because, again, it's not about doing their job as intended, just like politicians, the news media. They don't do their jobs as intended. They use the positions that they're given to implement their ideologically divisive and destructive imperatives. Just typical, absolutely typical, destructive, horrible, and exactly what you would expect. Johnny from Denmark has called in. New discovery on COVID-19 in Denmark. Johnny, we're 2 minutes away from break, but you are on the air, sir.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. I wanted to report some positive news from Denmark. Some of it I covered before, some of it I haven't, but hey, some people might not have heard before. So anyway, last year they had a full lockdown, and they were planning to continue it at least till August 31st, but they stopped it on June 8th. And the reason, of course, was not because they decided to have extreme compassion, but because they felt pressure from the people. So that was 84 days plus early. And note that they, and this is a very important lesson, they never fought on that hill again. So when we win a hill, the powers that be are very reluctant to fight on. They've come close, and they try to teeter as, to coming as close as possible to actually doing it. And then last November 8th, the Danish military made critical notes on the new vaccine law, indicating that it was unconstitutional and that they would not support hospitalization and forced vaccination of Danes. And there was 9 days of consecutive protesting, which I found out about from InfoWars, not Danish news, because it wasn't on Danish. But it resulted in abandonment of the vaccine, the forced vaccination agenda. This year, they're laying off again in the spring, I think not coincidentally. And this Wednesday, in fact, there's a road back to non-lockdown instead of the limit being.
Thanks so much for the call, Johnny. Yeah, Denmark and many European countries are really showing the Americans how it's done. Americans are willfully and gleefully accepting the mask mandates and vaccine mandates. Meanwhile, Europe has experience with totalitarian governments and actually know what they need to stand up against.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, we will go out to your phone calls in just a minute. Again, I want to talk about this high-level view that we're taking in just about everything. It's actually just a universal mindset, a universal view that you can take on absolutely everything. And it's simply to, do as the progressives say and check your bias, check your privilege, check your preconceived notions and approach things at ground level, just with an open mind. So it's a very interesting debate going on right now that was finally sort of entered the mainstream with Tucker Carlson discussing population replacement as a consequence of, whether planned or not, a consequence of immigration. Very interesting situation that you have here, because it seems like both sides in this argument agree that it's happening, right? You have one side that says white Americans are being replaced. The other side says white Americans are being replaced. One says they're being replaced and that's a bad thing. The other side says they're being replaced, but shut up, don't talk about it. It's a good thing. It's very interesting. Here's a tweet from Ted Lieu. He says, native-born Americans like you are no more American and no less American than an immigrant like me. Let's just pause right there, shall we? The arrogance, the temerity, the unbelievable self-righteous, self-important lie that this causes. I mean, when you want to talk about seeing this from a high level, you want to talk about shedding your bias, just put yourself in their shoes. Just think about, I love the country of Japan. I visited Japan for 2 weeks and it was the best 2 weeks of my life. I loved it. Can you ever, I try to picture myself. Can I ever imagine going to Japan, having the Japanese government welcome me, the Japanese people welcome me, and I'm able to become a citizen of this really great country that I really love and admire? Would I ever have the attitude of, I'm more Japanese than you? You who was born here, you whose family has been in Japan for uncountable generations, for hundreds of years, I'm just as Japanese as you. What? I wouldn't be. That's just so arrogant, so convoluted, so stupid. I remember there was a time during the race riots last year where Art Acevedo, the chief police, the police chief of Houston, was like, we built this, immigrants built this country. And it's like, wait, an immigrant is somebody who comes to a country that is already built. somehow you built a country that you weren't even there until very recently. This makes no sense. This is stupid. This is race baiting. But anyway, Ted Lieu continues. He says, with every passing year, there will be more people who look like me in the U.S. and you can't stop it. So take your racist replacement theory and shove it. So there's more and more people like me coming to your country and telling you I'm more American than you are. I'm replacing you. So take your replacement theory and shove it. So it really is amazing that we have this idea of population replacement. That is, by the way, an open and acknowledged a goal of and you know, a policy of the UN. They literally publish white papers that are like, replacement migration. Is this a solution for a declining, you know, age groups? So open and acknowledged. And it's just like half of the people are going, hey, there's replacement migration and I don't like this. And the other half is saying, there's race replacement, and you're a racist for pointing it out, and it's a good thing, and I'm more American than you, even though your family has been here for generations. Who's more American? A black person whose family was brought over as slaves and has been in this country for 400 years, or Ted Lieu, who got here a couple years ago? Is this a race thing? Am I a white supremacist for saying that the black Americans who have roots stretching back many generations is more American than Ted Lieu? You can see how convoluted and nonsensical this is, right? And to get to the bottom of it, to understand what this is really about, just put yourself in a different perspective. Just put yourself in the mindset of somebody who's going to a different country and saying, we are replacing you. Wouldn't you just feel evil if this was you? Wouldn't you feel like a colonist? Like a colonizer? Like an imperialist stooge moving in and taking over somebody else's land for your people? Wouldn't you feel bad? These people don't feel bad. Ted Lieu doesn't feel bad. He's happy about it. He wants you to be disbarred for even talking about it. So evil. They're so despicable. And yet this is the vast majority of people that run everything these days. Truly something to think about. Let's go back to the phone calls. Hobbs in Nebraska. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks for holding, Hobbs. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Good morning, InfoWars. It's your boy Hobbs from Nebraska. Just wanted to let everybody know, moving forward into our future, especially with the Democrats' recent gun control grab being as full-throated as it is, the historical significance of today, April the 19th. In 1775, some British troops marched out from Boston in the dead of the night towards Lexington and Concord in order to confiscate arms and ammunition, and it culminated in a little event that's become known as the shot heard round the world. So as we move forward, I think that it just behooves everybody to take a look at our past, appreciate where we came from, and see that history doesn't necessarily repeat, but it sure as hell rhymes.
Wow. Very good point, Hobbs. I'm ashamed that I missed this here on the anniversary of the Battle of Lexington and Concord. 77 Patriots against 700 British patrolmen there to seize their weapons from their store. And the shot heard around the world, the ignition of the American Revolution that culminated in the Bill of Rights, the first such document in the history of the world that established human rights that are now considered self-evident around the world. Democracy, republicanism is now considered the supreme form of governance, and yet it was a totally unique invention, a reinvigoration, a renaissance of a form of government that hadn't been seen on earth for over 1,000 years since the fall of Rome, and before that, the collapse of the Greek city-states at Athens. Totally unique, a total experiment that proved not only successful, but created the most successful country, the most successful nation in the history of the world. And it all started with just a few farmers and their guns standing up against the greatest empire that the world has ever seen. What a amazing thing that our forefathers accomplished. And what a disgrace it is to have people running in now trying to destroy it all.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Amazing, isn't it, folks? We just have murder rates skyrocketing, violent crime rates reaching historic levels. mobs of raging communists burning down buildings, setting fire to Apple stores, setting fire to churches in Portland, all over the country, just chaos, violent arrests being made in D.C. and New York. Our very own congresswomen going out and encouraging the mob and demanding the results to a freaking court proceedings. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Meanwhile, our media is like, the Oath Keepers are evil and should incest be legalized? It's just like, oh, okay, all right. Okay, I think we see where the problem is. Just absurd. I want to hear what some of you fine folks out there think about all this. Let's go to Alex in, we'll go to Alex in Michigan in just a second. First, we'll go to Stephen in Florida. He's been holding a little bit longer. Thanks for calling in, Stephen in Florida. You are on the air, sir.
Yes, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
First of all, I wanted to say to your previous caller, Julie, big people are people of action. Little people are people of talk. So please continue to be bigger than your critics and continue to spit out your snot and prove that you're a person of action.
Right.
Thank
on.
You for being a fighter.
Right on.
I wanted to tie in with what I called about, which was about Alex Jones you were talking about earlier, this issue about the incest thing. Okay. So here's the thing about that. This is not just about being immoral. This is about being amoral. That means no morals. These people want no responsibility. They want a free ride to do whatever they please. In other words, they want to play God. So here's the thing I want to say to these people to show their hypocrisy. Well, they say there should be no law, no governance of us. Okay, we should be able to do whatever we want. Okay, so don't get upset when somebody breaks into your house and takes whatever they want. When they tell you a lie that costs you dearly, when they take one of your loved ones and cheat on them with you, or you get what I'm saying. There is no morals, according. There's no law. There's no responsibility. So don't complain when you are done wrong, because according to you people, there's no absolutes. There's no right and wrong. This is situation ethics.
They literally,
it feels
Stephen,
good to
Stephen,
do
they,
it.
They literally write articles that are like, I cheated on my husband, and we could never be happier. Like, you're right. They encourage amorality, even to the extent – it's so funny you brought this up because you're right on the money here. I was looking at BBC, and BBC has a new article that says, the unforeseen benefits of being extremely lazy. And this is – and they frame it as basically going against the idea that sloth is one of the seven deadly sins. So they say, you know, sloth is one of the seven deadly sins, but maybe laziness is a good thing. So, like, what you're saying is exactly right. They just want their entire life to be subsidized. They want to be able to do whatever they want, whenever they want. And even, like, it's not even a religious, you know, context that they're rebelling against. I mean, incest, that is a sin against nature. Laziness, I would say, also a sin against nature. I mean, it is a falsehood that does not exist in the natural world. You can't be lazy. You think hawks can be lazy? You think a crow can be lazy? Of course not. There's the Sun from the U.S. Sun. Turn up the cheat. All women should have an affair once in their life. It made me feel sexier and look younger. It's like, okay, now I see why they burned witches at the stake. I think I understand things now. I think I'm starting to understand why things were so intense back in the day, because apparently if there's not an authority enforcing this stuff, then the most amoral and immoral among us start spreading their gospel, and they start enforcing their beliefs, which are, without exception, destructive to humankind. Millions of Americans are dreading a return to normal life after COVID. Just keep yourself separate. Keep yourself lazy. Betray, you know, your most sacred vows. Just do everything horrible and awful because it feels good in the moment, because they hate you, because this is not the type of thing that you tell to people that you love. This is not the type of instruction that you give to children who you actually care about, to your friends who you actually, you know, value them as human beings. No, you give this type of advice to people whose lives you want to destroy. Go make an OnlyFans. Go cheat on your spouse. Go be lazy. Go be worthless. Go hit on your sister. I mean, what the hell type of advice is this? And yet it's an onslaught. It's an outpouring every single day of our lives. I so appreciate the call, Stephen, but there's a couple more people I want to hear from. Let's go to Alex in Michigan, who is right along with us, I think, in this diatribe that Stephen and I are engaged in. Alex, join in the fun. Alex from Michigan wants to talk about brainwashing and morality. You are on the air, Alex.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, I have a game-changing idea, only for a teaser if you want to take it at the end of my call. But so I have some good news. Like, as Protestant Christians, we preach the KJV gospel, anti-Pope, anti-Inquisition.
Yep.
The Inquisition, a lot of the witches were like witches, but then like they weren't, and it was just like the pedo priest burning people they don't like,
right,
like they do today. But so yeah, the good news is that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and then if we accept that in his burial rose again, we can inherit the Holy Spirit, and then we'll have the full power to defeat the Jesuit globalist New World Order. And then I also, if Ashton Birdie's listening, I love you, Ashton. Will you marry me? Please call in to the show and answer this question. I need to know. I love you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Alex. I don't think Ashton Birdie watches this program. But if I talk to her, I'll tell her that Alex wants to marry you. I think she has a boyfriend, bro, and I think she's she may be engaged. I'm not too sure, but great. Thank you. Isn't it amazing though? Just everything you see from the mainstream media is just like, it's advice you wouldn't give to people that you care about. You don't tell your, it's like, I don't know. I can't imagine. If I had a friend come over that's like, hey, maybe you should like give your child puberty blockers and hormone blockers because, you know, he might be a girl actually, even though he's fit. I'd just be like, get the hell out of my house right now. You do not belong here. You do not care about me or my son. You are a demon in disguise, and to the stake with you. All right, let's go to JD in Indiana. Thanks for calling in, JD. You are on the air, sir.
Yo, what's up, man? How's your morning going, Harrison?
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Yeah, dude. I just wanted to say, man, I love all the work you guys are doing, man. And you know, and to change it just for positivity out there, you know, everybody, look, man, dude, make flyers up. I make flyers on my phone, dude, and I literally go paper everywhere. I will literally go and walk for like just a day, man. And it's like just being bored. I will literally go and take your guys' information and go put it on people's cars and parking lots.
Yes.
And bathrooms, especially Menards, you know, especially since you can walk through Menards through the whole store. They wait till you get to the checkout. And then they're like, hey, buddy, you got to put this mask on and we're going to charge you a dollar. No, that's okay. I'm going to come back and pay for your bathrooms then, since you guys don't want to listen to common sense. You know what I'm saying, man?
Heck yeah, man. And you know, there's nothing more effective, in my opinion, than like infographics. Like, we don't do enough of that, I don't think. And I think that's something that our audience could really do, because a lot of our audience calls in and they have a bunch of information that they know. It's like, dude, just put that in. You know, you can download free apps on your phone or even on the computer. Put it in a good looking sort of form that has a bunch of information. Of course, if you just want to put up the stickers that say InfoWars and send them over here, that's perfect. That's fine. But man, take the information that we have, put it in your own form, like JD Knight does from Indiana. Put it, you know, on a flyer that you yourself make, print it out for dirt cheap at home or at Kinko's or whatever, and just go plaster the walls, man. Go stick them on cork boards. Go put them everywhere, because, you know, people might rip it down. They might hate it. They might dislike it. But if all you're doing is putting up the facts, if all you're doing is putting up the reality in the face of the lies, it will have an effect. It will break through at least some people's shield of ignorance and expose them to the light. And that's God's work.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com, www.mockingbirdmedia.com and follow that link. You get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male path. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
O Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee.
All right, folks, still got some more phone calls to go to. Let's go first to Chip in Nebraska, who has comments about this New York Post very disturbing story calling for the decriminalization of incest. Because why not? Because if we have an amoral and immoral system that is concerned solely with going after conservatives, yeah, why not? Why not? Chip, what's your thoughts on this?
Hello, Harrison. Thank you to you, Owen, Alex, everybody at InfoWars. But, dang, that opens up a can of worms. You know, that poor girl's going to, her dad's going to be looking at her from the time she's born, trying to get him, her to convince, brainwash, to marry him. I mean,
sickening, isn't it?
It's just unbelievable what's happening now everywhere. It's you know, I truly believe we're probably going to see the Antichrist before too long, but...
Something's got to give, man. Something's got to give, because this is not... Okay, right? It's just not something that can be perpetuated that much longer.
I hear you. It's just a sad deal, but thank you guys for spreading the truth, and you have no idea what you mean to people.
Well, I really appreciate that, Chip, and, you know, I know that it's almost like I just come up here and all I do is say what probably a huge proportion of people think when they look at the mainstream news. I mean, you just have to pull up any mainstream news, headline, and it's just absurdity piled upon absurdity. It's just all awful. Here's what one Twitter user says about this, this argument in favor of decriminalizing consensual incest. They say, okay, but make a valid argument against this, though, said one Twitter user. Another said she saw no problem as long as there isn't a large power imbalance and both parties are of the age of consent, adding that although it's taboo, that doesn't mean it should be punished by the state.
Oh, and there's so many people like that. You know, just read the headline. That'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Can you imagine, though? It's like, well, there's not a power imbalance. It's like, oh, is that the only thing that you know? And this is just the warping of the mind. And I keep pointing out, that's what makes our job so hard, is that the lies, the misinformation, the brainwashing, the undermining of our most basic values, it compounds on top of one another. So it's like, you know, the arguments that we're having to have today are only capable of being made because so much subversion has come before. So much brainwashing, so many lies have laid the groundwork for where we are now. And it's because, you know, back then when they were telling those lies, InfoWars was standing up against them. Nobody else was. Everybody else was just going, yeah, but, you know, hey, they're kind of crazy, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the fact that they're teaching this in, you know, academia. Don't worry about the fact that they're passing laws to perpetuate this. It's fine. Don't worry about it. We can handle it. It's America. And then it's like you get to a point where it's like, oh, now they're advocating for incest. Oh, now they're advocating for pedophilia. Oh, now they're advocating for cannibalism. Now they're advocating for things that aren't just sins against God. They're sins against nature itself. And it's like, maybe you should have stepped in back then. Maybe we would have never gotten to this dire circumstance if we had put our foot down back when they were advocating for stuff we knew that was wrong so long ago. The crew pulls up this very pertinent image here. It's a little place called Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like, please, God, just do it again. Just do it again. Like, we deserve it. We deserve it. Oh, we're fallen. We are absolutely there. I mean, even the fact that, you know, when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, what was it over? Sexual immorality, right? When God flooded the entire world and set Noah apart, why did he flood the world? Sexual immorality. What did he do when Noah found the dry land once again? God put the rainbow in the sky as a sign saying, I will never do this again. I will never destroy the world again, no matter how sexually immoral you get. It was a one-time thing. I'll never do it again. Here's the rainbow as a symbol of my promise. And now the sexually immoral take the rainbow, and it's like spitting in God's face. It's like, you can't do anything to us. We're going to do everything that you hate, and we're going to rub in your face the fact that you've promised never to destroy us for this again. So they hate God. They hate you. They hate morality. They hate goodness. They hate love. They hate it all. All they love is self-gratification, self-satisfaction, and there is this the quiz? Is this from the Bible? Is this a quote from the Bible on Pinterest? I didn't know quotes from the Bible were allowed on Pinterest. It's from Genesis, the rainbow. The crew's jumping around. Then God said, "I'm giving you a sign of my covenant with you and all living creatures for all generations to come. I have placed my rainbow in the clouds." So there you go. The use of the rainbow for sexual immorality is literally just spitting in the face and rubbing in God's face the covenant that he swore to us. So there you go. Those are the type of people we're dealing with. Let's go to Jay in Minnesota for our final call of the program. Thank you for calling in, Jay. You want to talk about illegal immigrants as far north as Minnesota.
Yes,
amazing.
Sir.
Amazing. Go ahead, sir.
I'm a truck driver, and I was going along, and I seen two 15-passenger vans, and both loaded down with, they weren't Minnesota's people. I don't know. I very much doubt it. And no, we had a nice time.
We had a nice time
in Minnesota, yeah.
We've been seeing this reported all over the place. There was somebody in Georgetown, Texas, who was posting pictures of this. I mean, we've captured it on the ground of them loading in. I mean, they're loading people into 15-person vans and driving them to other states. They're putting them on planes and flying them to other states and then letting them go. I mean, this is an invasion. This is a subversion of our government's most basic responsibility. It is a total betrayal, and it's completely unacceptable, and yet it's happening at scale, right? At an industrial scale. It's incredible, Jay.
I wanted to say also, I don't like the incest thing at all. Soon, you know, they'll want to marry their dogs and their cats and stuff and horses, and that's all crazy. But the good thing is, if you marry a potato, you might have a birth defects with a lot of eyes, but but you could get a good tax deduction.
Very true.
But I'm not going to marry a potato. But,
you could, if you wanted, Jay.
Yeah, anyways, I appreciate you guys being there, and I buy all your products. I just got 3 shirts delivered and some more Fusion. And somebody get on somebody about that Turbo Force. As a truck driver, I really like it, and get it in gear, guys.
Your reserves are running low, are they? What shirts did you go with, Jay?
This time I got another F. Biden mask and Fauci shirt. I got 3 of those, and I got another one. I got a medical disorder there, and I got all of your shirts. I was at a quick stop there in a beautiful place up there in Wisconsin. Anyway, for a truck stop, it was real nice, good food. But I always put a sticker by the stall that I stay in. And every once in a while, I'll see somebody write band.video in a magic marker, which I don't think that's a good idea. But I like the stickers, I like the stickers. I put the stickers everywhere I go.
That's great. And I assume you wear the shirts around. Do you get more, do you get compliments on them? Do you get people
coming?
Yeah. All right. That's what
they recognize me. They recognize me, and like one guy, oh, yeah, that's Alex's show. And I was like, yep. And so it's good because people, they can come, we can meet one another out here on the road.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of drivers, and we all, there's so much to talk about, Harrison. There's just so much to talk about. It's just this world. Yeah, I hope that it isn't that song. It's the end of the world as we know it. I don't feel fine about it.
No, right. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I'm kind of pissed off about that, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Because I see how it's happening. Well, thanks so much for the call, Jay. I really appreciate your input and of course your support. I'm telling you, we need to have like a trucker's call-in day because we get so many calls from truckers, and they have so much time to think about stuff while they're on the road, and they're going from place to place, and they see so much more of America than like anybody else does. And I always appreciate when they call in. They're always some of our best callers, and so we'll need to do like a trucker appreciation day here on American Journal very soon. Folks, that's going to do it for us here at American Journal. The Alex Jones Show begins in just a minute or so, so stay tuned for that. And, of course, the latest sale has dropped. It has crash-landed on the InfoWars store, and you can get Operation Endgame, Warn the World. You can show people that this is not new. This is not, people aren't just coming up with this stuff all of a sudden to deal with real problems. These are plans that are now coming to fruition after having been seeded decades ago, and we've been telling you about them forever. It's Operation Endgame. You can get them on discounts the more you get.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com.
Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.